Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And joining us right now is Luke Rosiak from some organization called the Daily Caller. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, Vince.
I've heard of it.
But Luke has really been on top of this story that has been going on for a while regarding the DNC and some IT techs that work for them. Luke, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Morning.
So, Luke, this is a very complicated story. Can you break it down for us very quickly and then we can go into the new developments?
Sure. I mean, we hear so much about the hacking of the DNC by Russia, and, you know, we've had other institutions been hacked as well, OPM and things like that. And it turns out there's been yet another cyber breach, this time on the House of Representatives. There's been a criminal investigation going on for months now into what Politico called a serious, potentially illegal violations on the House IT network by these five IT guys who are Pakistani-born and work for Democrats. The lead guy's name is Imran Awant. And this investigation has been heating up in recent months. They've seized a laptop from Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who was one of the main people that he worked for. And she's been blocking the Capitol Police from accessing that, even though it's in their possession. She's been invoking constitutional issues. And what we just learned, big news this week, the FBI has now joined this investigation, and they've seized some hard drives from the home of that aide to Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And those hard drives were apparently smashed. They had been tried to be destroyed. And Imran is very desperate to get those hard drives back. So quite a crazy case going on.
The fact that the hard drives were smashed suggests to me that this is much more than a procurement scandal. It's been framed up in some ways as, oh, this is a procurement scandal. If you're destroying hard drives, you're destroying evidence, right? Am I wrong about that?
Right. In the investigation, there's been a number of instances where people have seemingly tried to interfere with this investigation. Imran has told at least one witness, do not cooperate with authorities. The guy that turned over these hard drives, Imran vacated his house the week that this investigation broke, and he apparently left in such a hurry that he forgot this equipment that was in cabinets in his garage, and he rented that out to this guy who was a Marine, and the Marine turned that stuff over. And then Imran threatened to sue the Marine for stealing his smashed hard drives, which he probably knew were in the possession of the police. And then Wasserman Schultz, you would think that she would want authorities to be able to find and punish and charge these hackers. But instead, she's actually she threatened the Capitol Police with consequences, her word, if they don't return this laptop. And now she's saying because of the speech and debate clause, they don't have any right to look at the laptop, even though the Capitol Police are simply trying to make sure that Wasserman Schultz wasn't hacked again.
Okay, so Debbie Wasserman Schultz, why is Imran Awan still employed by her? He's getting paid. The rest of the family, not employed by Congress right now, but he is, and he's still getting paid, but he's not showing up to work and doing anything. What has Debbie Wasserman Schultz said about that?
So these guys work for dozens of members of Congress. They started, or Wasserman Schultz was one of the earliest employers, and these guys started appearing on the payroll, four of his relatives and two of his friends, at chief of staff level salaries. We're talking $165,000 a year. Very few people make that much, and certainly not usually the IT guys. But no one even saw most of these guys as showing up to work. I mean, in part, this was probably a ghost employee scheme. That's what other IT guys have said. They said, we've never seen these guys around. But members of Congress have been very protective of these guys, especially Wasserman Schultz. Most of them did fire these guys after the investigation was announced, but Wasserman Schultz has refused to do so. So she's certainly still been protective of this guy, and we don't know exactly why. That's really one of the strangest parts, because you would think if you've got a staffer and it turns out he's a bad guy and he violated your trust, you got to kick him out, you got to forcefully condemn him. And she still feels like she's somehow, you know, standing up for this guy.
Do you think that now that the FBI is involved, that will somehow force her to cooperate?
Well, so the story came out this week saying about this laptop that we've known that the Capitol Police have had in their possession for months, that apparently, even though they've had it in possession, they haven't looked at it because of, you know, constitutional speech and debate clause issues. But now they say she's going to negotiate with Capitol Police over access. And we don't really know what that means, but we can think back to how Hillary Clinton was allowed to go through her emails and select on her own and with her own staff which were deemed personal, and she could delete those and then turn the rest over. If the Capitol Police are thinking about doing a similar deal with Wasserman Schultz here, that would be very interesting because, as you mentioned, you have to consider that she is not exactly impartial in this. She is still employing Imram, so it's not clear that we can trust that she wouldn't want to, you know, help him out by, you know, restricting access. You know, we got to make sure that she's impartial here. She's going to be allowed to somehow alter the contents of this server rather than give the Capitol Police the full access to this server, which is what they want.
Well,
I should say laptop rather than server.
She's also, a little slip there, right? She's also not Hillary Clinton. So I don't know if she's going to get the same leeway. I mean, here we are, Democrats and another smashed hard drive. It does seem to be a pattern here. But I don't know if she will get the same leeway as Hillary Clinton because she's not Hillary. And let's face it, the Clintons have one set of laws and everybody else has another. So I don't know if she'll get the same leeway, and especially since the FBI is involved right now.
Luke, I want to give you credit for this because as an individual reporter, you've enterprised a story that the rest of the press, by and large, has refused to undertake or to pick up. There have been some other outlets that have taken glancing blows at this story. You mentioned Politico. I saw Fox News yesterday did a big package on this story as well. But this is all a credit to your reporting and introducing the point that the FBI is now involved in this story. One of the things that we've heard, though, from that extra reporting, Fox reported yesterday that Democrats frame this up as basically a big racist witch hunt because this Pakistani family, which was responsible for handling all of this equipment and is now being criminally investigated, is Pakistani. Have you been hearing that similarly as you've done your reporting and talked to people who are associated or close to Democrats here?
Yeah, members like Gregory Meeks of New York have said they might just be being targeted because they're Muslim, even saying that the Capitol Police are framing them because they're Muslim. But if you go down to the Fairfax County Courthouse, and I've been telling other media, anyone can pull these records, I've even uploaded them, their own stepmother, who is a deeply devout Muslim, filed a lawsuit against them saying that they wiretapped and extorted her. Allegations which have incredibly important parallels to what they're being separately investigated for on the Hill. She says that they put, you know, listening devices in her home, they plugged things into her computer, and they said, well, we're watching your every move, and if you don't sign this Pakistani power of attorney that's going to give us money, access to money in Pakistan, we're going to kidnap your loved ones in Pakistan. Incredible allegations from this deeply devout Muslim. You also have, they created an LLC called, you'll never believe this, it was called the CIA LLC, and it was supposedly a car dealership, but it took $100,000 from an Iraqi politician who's currently wanted by the U.S. Department of Justice. So suffice it to say, the average Muslim doesn't do these things. Mm-hmm. There are thousands of Muslims, and they're just ordinary people, but Imran Awan is not those people.
Are they citizens?
I believe they are. I think they came over in about 1997. They were Pakistani-born, but I'm pretty sure they're naturalized.
Well, when your own mother accuses you of wrongdoing, you can't rule out racism, Luke. Come on now. Luke, thank you very much for stopping by Mornings on the Mall this morning.
Thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.